Probably be after. It's in the coming up practice. Okay, Rav Moshe, shalom. So I guess this week we'll have today and tomorrow, and next week we'll probably just have twice, Monday, Wednesday. And then we'll wish everyone a Chag Shavuot Sameach, and then we resume that following what? The following Monday? The last day of Pesach is what?
A Tuesday.
Travel day. Especially for people who are going to Australia. They won't be able to get back. I mean, I would say we could have the shiur on Thursday that week, but I don't know. You think people will be here that Thursday? Maybe that's not a bad idea. Every day counts, right? Maybe we should resume on that Thursday. We'll decide between now and okay.
There is here tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So there are a couple of things that technically now we're in the topic of tefillah, the actual going to the mikvah. I also have a couple of chatzitza things that we didn't do on that's going to we'll be doing in this context as well. But let's see. So the Gemara says, Samach Rav on the base. Amar Rav. Isha lo tamor al gabli kli cheres v'titbol. That one should not stand on a kli cheres when you're doing tefillah. Piece of pottery. Don't stand on pottery. Why not? Why yes? Some of Rakan will make more time in my Mishum Gzeris Merchatzos. Because this Gzeris Merchatzos, what does that mean? Rashi says, Gzeris Merchatzos, Shederach Merchatzos Leishev Al Gabe, it's the boss Shel Adoma, the Dama Likliheres, Vasil Mein Metvila Ola Behem. Whereas when they have bathhouses, those public bathhouses, so they're built on a platform that's like type of earthenware. They build on like a stage, so to speak, an earthenware stage. So anytime you go to a bathhouse, you're going on top of earthenware. So we're afraid that people are going to say, oh, the bathhouse is on top of earthenware. So therefore, if they're going to be total in the mikvah on top of earthenware, they're going to what? They're going to say, hey, it's all the same, let's just go to the bathhouse. And the bathhouse is a shuvim. So it's a gzera. So that's the yisod of life. Never be tovel on top of a kli cheres. Okay, Yona? Never be tovel on top of a kli cheres. Oh, yeah, so we're going to talk about that. Okay. Let's see what we can... Hal gabe silta shaper dami. But it's mashmur that if it's just a piece of wood, that should be okay. Habala Rav Chanan in Adar, hasam taim amayim ishum, diba is silta nami b'isa. Or say you have a big piece of wood. So he says, maybe you shouldn't be told on top of that for a different reason. Because if you're going to, we're not talking about a thin piece of wood, like a thick piece of wood. They were afraid that if you're going to be told on a thick piece of wood, you're going to be afraid. You're not going to fall down. Like a stump of a tree type of thing, you know, something of that nature, but not attached to the ground. You're going to go on top of that, you're going to get afraid. You might fall in. So therefore, So therefore what? Hasam time you might be shown the boys, you're afraid. So nami be Isa. So the verse says, no, maybe the whole reason you can't be on the Kli Cheres is not because of Gzeres Mechatzos, but because if you do it on top of a Kli Cheres, you're going to be afraid that you're going to fall, and therefore the wood thing, you're also afraid you're fall. So, technically speaking, if you read this Gemara carefully, it seems that the Gzeres Mechatzos was rejected. And maybe there's no such thing as Gzeres Merchatzos. And the only thing is, don't be told on something where you're going to be, you need 2 feet on the ground, as we say in English. So don't be told on something that you're going to be afraid. But not because it's a Kli Cheres. So that's the big question. Did the Gemara basically reject the Gzeirah Mechatzos? And the only thing we care about is the Be'isa? Fright? Or not? Harav Schwartz.
What's so bad about if someone's afraid of the fall?
Because then they won't do a proper job. They might do a proper tefillah.
You're more worried about
falling. Right. So,
but if they fall, they'll fall into the border of the mikvah anyway.
But they might not be falling totally,
They'll be so shocked, they will lose.
Right. So, let me ask you a question. Is it only a din? If you hold, so there are two approaches. You could hold the Gzeres Mechatzos approach, or you could hold the Isa approach. Those are the two approaches that you could hold. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, let's see how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, page 9. Do you have the Tefila Beis also? Let's have that here also. Did you give up Tefila Beis?
Tefila Beis.
So the Shulchan Aruch on page 9, Kuf Tzadi Ches Lamral, says, Ain't Tovlim Bekalim. In other words, you're not allowed to be Tovlim.
What's it?
Lamral. So you shouldn't be tovel bekalim. Lufichah im hayatid b'mokam shel tovel lo tamud al gabei kli eitz. Shemekablim tumah b'gabon. V'lo al gabei nesorim. We have the rest of that sit here. In other words, basically what the Shulchan Aruch is saying is Gzeres Mechatzos is not only Kli Cheres, but it's anything that's Mekabel Tumah. Here, if you want to take a look in the Ravid on page 19. On page 19. Amar Rabba. Isha lo tamar al gabi kli cheres, v'tidbo. My time in Mishum debisa, lo tamar. Vasilta nami debisa, upstabra di itam lo... Hasil to gabi kli cheres, it wasn't feel. V'dapke kli cheres, the love barki buli, to me begabahu. Shum hachi tam lo silta, it wasn't feel. Avo kli eitz, came in the barki buli, to me begabahu. Itam lo love klumhu. My time So the Ravid Shita is that we hold from both things. We hold from Gezeres Merchatzos and we hold from Be'isa. So what is Gezeres Merchatzos? Something that's Mekabel Tumah. Now, Kli Cheres is only Mekabel Tumah inside, not outside. So if it's reversed, that it's not what you're standing on, and then it's some, it's not mekabel tumah from the outside, but still there's the problem of silta. So the Ravid says the difference is like this: if you're being tovel on something that's just frightening to be tovel on, you shouldn't do it. But in the end, if you did a proper job, you did a proper job, and it's okay. But if you're doing something that's the gzeres machatzos, and the gzeres machatzos we extend, even though gzeres machatzos really only a kli cheres, because that's where the mechatzos were built, but then we extend that to any kli that's mekabel tumah. So this is a very important halacha. That, say you have a people, I always give this as an example of something that if you don't know Hilchas halacha, you could make a big mistake. Like you could say, hey, I have to go to the ocean, right? So I don't want to get my feet all muddy. So I'm going to take a piece of wood. There's no fright. It's a thin piece of wood. Put it down on the floor. And I'll go on top of that. That'll be great. No chatzitza, no problem. But that's only if you don't know that there's a concept of that you're not allowed to be told, though, on top of something that's mekabel tumah, mekabel tumah midrabanan. Yep.
Why
did they say Lusamu al-Gabi Kli?
Why did they
have Gabi
Kli
Cheres? Even Kli Cheres? Yeah, Kli Cheres is the real... Even Kli Cheres is only the Kli Cheres, even Kli Cheres on the inside is also conscious. And, right, and the other approach is to say no, that the Gemara only rejected that. So that's why he writes in the end, if there's dirt there, mud, you take branches. So branches are not mekabel tumah. You use a fetzchach.
Might also create a
chatzitza
problem, no? Because if she steps in
that
before she does
the tefillah, so that's what he's saying. So, so therefore, say a person in the face wants to put a towel down. You know, these are all good ideas, but then there could be puzzle. And that's ma'akiv the tefillah. So now let's go back in Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch paskins lamed aleph ain't tovelim bekelim kviyachim hayat tit b'mokum shel tovelus lo tamor al gabi kliche eitz shebekabum tum megaben lo gabi nisarim. Does someone have a Shulchan Aruch here? Can but that was the gzeira. That was the gzeira. Thank you.
But if the Kli Cheres is only tapping in the tofa,
so how can you compute a towel with a towel is a flat thing?
Yeah, but in other words, I don't know why I didn't. He says, "Over the tofa will also let tefila." And that's the next line. If she, this was all from the Ravid. I'm sorry I didn't somehow the message did. Lavanal. And if you do it, it's ma'akev. Now, if you do it on the Kli Cheres Migabo, so then it's only a question of Be'isa, so then you shouldn't do it L'chatchila, but if you did it, it's a good tefillah. Yeah. So this is a big yisod.
If you do it, then it's good?
For a Kli Cheres, B'diyevet. L'chatchila, you shouldn't do it either.
L'chatchila is part of the
Gzeira. That's a separate Gzeira, Be'isa. There are two gzeiros here, gzeiros machatzos and gzeiros b'isa.
So the outside of the cheres is because of b'isa, not because of gzeiros machatzos.
Correct. Correct. And therefore, you shouldn't do it l'chatchila, but b'di'evet.
Right,
b'di'evet
is a good tefillah.
Why isn't the
gzeiros,
the two places in the gzeiros,
that's what they included. Kula chad gzeiros. You have to realize one thing in life. You can never ask a kasha gzeira gzeira. You can always say back.
So,
yeah. Only Chazal could ask that question, and sometimes they'll just answer kula chada gzeira.
Rabbi, is plastic mechanical
stool?
I mean, could they take a plastic step stool and put that on top of the mud, and then have that between the mud and
their
standing?
Also not. That would be easier, but even that. I mean,
she's not standing up above.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that's okay either. I'm not sure.
It's a taunt because the mice says she's in a situation where she's just kind of floating in the water.
Right.
It's maybe with a foot in between. Yeah. Which is going to be always, assuming the mikveh is big enough, that her head gets in before.
Yeah. So you got to be very careful, or
supposed to
Crocs, loose Crocs. So that could also be a problem, right?
They're plastic.
No.
Plastic is not California.
That's not so simple.
Made out of a clay. Not so simple. Right. I mean, we learned different things when we were talking about some. Yeah. So this, now the Rambam happens to be, rejects Zeres Machatzos. So he's only a Be'isa guy. I think that's a guy. He's a Be'isa person. But we have it here. But the nice of the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass them like the Rambam. I think the Shulchan, because, and that, you know, what page?
Five.
Yeah, page 23. He says, Allah Yirav, Isha, Eina Tovelas Benomal Livneshim Mis Bayeshes Livne Ha'ir, can't be in a public area. Because she'll be embarrassed. And the Tovel's Kogan, and she won't be in Pikif La Mapat's kids, if we could do like Snea Tovel's Benomal. Lo Tidbol Agabe, Kli Cheres, or Salki, or the name of Shavra Cheres, will all go Talo La Tvila. So the Rambam says only Be'isa. And he says that she's Mefacheres. And if she's Mefacheres, she won't do a proper Tvila. That doesn't mean to say that if she Taka does a proper Tvila, it might be still good, but the mice says she's not supposed to do that. Okay, so that's one important thing to know. Rav Alsh's son has a piece in his sefer. I remember I read it once. I don't know. It was a chiddush. Whatever he said, it was a chiddush. Maybe I'll take a look and see what he says. But that's a pashup shot. You can't. It's exeris mechatzos.
That would also mean that, if, like you said, if a woman's going to the ocean, she shouldn't even wear like flip flops or anything. She would go
right. No flip flops. No flip flops.
The thing is that
she has
to have something
in
such a
guessing,
because
she
doesn't
want
to have a
chatzitza of the... Right, right. So she has to remember to take off the flip-flops. Because you could say, oh, the flip-flops are, you know, loose and this and that, and what can get through, but then you're getting involved in this gzeiros mechatzos.
But you have the, like, chatzitza voice is not a problem, it's mir bein ha-makrit.
Mia Jada Mahfid?
Yeah. The
flip flops? No, I'm talking about the dirt. The mud.
Well, the dirt would presumably come off the feet once the feet get wet.
But the flip flops, the issue with the flip flops is a Gzeres Rechatzos issue. Okay, let's talk about some other things. Let's talk about. The Mishnah in Mikvaos on page 7. Hitvil bo es hamita o gabe o avofishur aglash o kas betit ha'ova tahora v'neshamay mekadmen. You see, you have to realize one thing, that the old Mikvaos were all mud in the bottom. You understand? Like it's a new zach that we have tiles and things like whatever it was just a hole in the ground with mud and rain. That was a mikvah. This big hole in the ground. So whenever you take a you want to be tovel a kli, it's a big kli, so it's gonna the bottom of the kli is gonna be shakua in the mud. So what do you do? So no problem, because the mayim mekadmin, meaning the water before it gets to the mud, it already is there's wetness that comes underneath, and therefore that'll be mischaber to the rest of the mikvah. And that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that when a woman goes to the mikvah, she doesn't have to pick up her feet. Page 9. Kuf Tzadi Ches Lam. Eina tzrichu lagbir raglea b'shas tzivasa. Imein sham tift. Avu pisha deresis ala ritzva. Einkan chatzitza. Right. Well, the Shach says Sarchi in the Mashmah Sheisham Tit Tzricha Lagbir Raglel. We call it Whitbol. Have your pasuk Sheisham Tit Mot Tidbol Klal. Efshet Hachinam Kamer. The Ein Sham Tit Ein Tzricha Lagbir Raglel. Well, Sheim Sham Tit Mot Tidbol Klal. Mind Chachla Kaman. Yesh Chiluk Ben Tit Latit. But in regular mikvah, I have mikvahs today. There's no. You know, finished. So therefore, you don't have to pick up her feet because when she walks into the mikvah, the water's going to get under her feet right away, even though she's not totally immersed yet. But that water is on her feet, and then when she's going to go into the mikvah, that water is mechuber to the other water and no chatzitza. That's called mitnei shamayim magdimim l'ragleha. The mayim right away comes underneath the red line.
Doesn't you have to cover her whole body at the same time?
Yes. So since that water is going to be there initially, and that water will be mechuber to the rest of the mikvah when she's underneath totally, so that's... That's good. Then there's another halacha. Do people have packet 31 in front of them? Give out so we should have both packets.
Yeah.
on page 9. Is alachat shricha lahamid al gaba yehudis gedola. Yosef mishteimes reishan of yom echad. Bishashi tovelas. She tirish alutish nishar nisar rosh al gaba yamayim. Page 9. But you have to have a mikvah lady. You have to have a mikvah lady to watch that she is totally immersed in the mikvah. And if there's no ain lo mishi yamar al gaba, so tichra sara al rosha b'chutei seir, so you can put some type of loose net. I don't know if we have these nets, so we don't rely on these nets. So l'maisa, this is a very important thing, that there should always be a mikvah lady. We saw the tshuva of the note of Yehuda that if there's no mikvah lady, the husband Shas HaTzorach could be the mikvah lady. Someone just recently asked me about a case where the woman needed to be told her, like, very late at night. She didn't want to be matriach, so I said they could rely on the Noda Yehuda, if need be. And this is very important, because especially, do we have the Chubas Rebbe Kiva Egersha? Especially in this generation, where there are women who are asking to go to the mikveh without a mikveh lady, and that's not good.
She knows.
We should never. And a Talmud of mine, who's an acting rav in the shul, he got this lady, and sometimes they'll threaten you, we won't go. You can't. It's a big pirtza. To allow. Mikvah has to be, sensitive, and they make the person comfortable. But this idea that some women are requesting not to have it is just a very big pirtza, and I wanted to show you a Chubas Rabbi Kiva Egersha that I thought was in the packet here.
I'm going back to the muddy feet issue. So initially, sounds like that if it's muddy, it doesn't matter because of the mind quoting it. But where does the Shulchan Aruch get that if it's not muddy, then you don't have to look at the feet? Yeah. It only says the ancient tip, but the Mishnah said, there is tit, and she's submerged in it, then it works.
Right. So the Shach says maybe it's two different types of tits or something like that. But you're right. That's a simple pshat in the Mishnah is that...
It's fine.
So you say, what page is that again, that Shulchan Aruch?
9.
Page 9.
9 in 30.
9:30. Right. Right. So we have to see who's the original source of saying that. But you're making your point is very,
The shot seems to be a skira and the partner, like a skira and the Shulchan Aruch, that one says you can't be typical klal, and then here it sounds like
works. Right. Right. Mishnah seems to say that Afal Pisha Agnesha Kos Petit to Horem Mishamay Mechadmin. Different types of tit than what?
Sometimes a tit is okay.
Sometimes a tit is. liquidy.
Will be okay, but everyone.
Doesn't the Mishnah say like on the lava?
Yeah. I think the chat makes reference to the drum and the palate to the contestants.
Yeah.
Could we apply the same idea that we're applying by the regal to a thicker hair? Like if she dunks her hair into the water beforehand, so as long as all her hair is touching, then the water that's on her hair theoretically is also attached to the water that's in the mikvah. So even if her hair is sticking out, if she makes sure that her head, at least when she's going in, she ducks her head underneath, even if something else is, and then the water is the same machaber as it is by the feet. Feet are on the bottom,
right?
And they're not. There's not actually water underneath it. Would that work, or that wouldn't apply back that way as well?
So what's the case?
Meaning something else. I'm saying she's going in. She makes sure her hair gets all wet by the mikvah water. Even if something is, then when she actually doesn't feel it sticking out, if the hair is sticking out, the hair was already wet by the mikvah and it's touching the water. So then it's all machaber.
No. But you need to be in the mikvah. No, you have to be underneath.
It's in the mikvah.
Yeah, if the hair is sticking out, it's no good.
But here it's in the mikvah, but it's not actually touching it. Here it's in the mikvah.
But it's in the mikvah.
So?
Yeah, the hair, even one strand, cannot be. Excellent. Okay, we'll give you a smicha now. Okay, one second. Rabbi Kivek is on page 4. 31, page 4. He has a whole tshuva about this. People should know about this tshuva. Isha, how's the whole tshuva about Isha Shatavla Levada? So he says you can't do that. So Malcolm also Zelo Mitri of Verso Zel Rakla Khatil, but the other also Tfilati. So he says not true. It's law also a tfila. And therefore, if she does that, and she's considered Machshil her husband, the Isid Rabbanim, she considers Overus al Adas. So even though she went to the mikvah and she went alone, so what is the case he was talking about? The woman is afraid of the water. So what? She said she went and she really didn't. That was the story Rabbi Tuchman said from Rabbi Reuven Feinstein. What was the story? About a woman who...
She went to the mikveh one time and it was closed.
She went to the mikveh. It was closed, yeah.
So she said she can't just go home, so she went to the movies.
She went to the movies.
And then she said that's a pretty good thing. And then every week, every month, she just said she's going to the mikveh.
She went to the movies.
And she didn't tell her husband. And then she came out, she was schmoozing with her friend. So.
So these things, That's why there's a halacha that you're supposed to ask your wife whether mm-hmm. she was tovelis. When she comes home, you're supposed to ask her whether she's tovelis.
If she said If she lies to her husband, she said she was tolerant and she went to the movies.
He asked her, and she... Right, so it's not a chatas, maybe.
Yeah.
So definitely after the tshuva.
Yeah.
So in Rabbi Akiva Yair's case, he's talking about a woman that there's like a raven against her. She's mufuelas nimayim. So you have a woman who we know doesn't want to go in water, and she says, I went, and no one was there. So there's a raven against her, because we know that she doesn't like to do this.
Right.
But like a regular woman who we trust, and she has no problem going in water, so why doesn't she have an MNS? Like, we believe her regarding her nidus, and she has, she's an MNS talkach. Well, why wasn't we take away her namanas? If she says, I went, I mean, there's no one there, no one around, but I made sure I had my hair, and I pulled it down, I was 10 feet.
Yeah, but we're afraid that you can't tell.
But if she says barili.
You can't be barili, because you can't see. You can't see that there's a...
If you swim 6 feet
yeah,
down,
she goes
there,
she meaning my hair is only this long.
That's
right?
Actually, it's very
she
short
hair.
Meaning, she's not there.
No, I think that maybe they made a low plug, which in most cases you can't say barley. Most cases you can't say barley.
But you say they make a low plug because if a woman has a rashes on her hair, then it's okay.
Right. Yeah, if they have those rashes, but I don't know if we have these rashes.
What's
I'm
going to the mikveh without a mikveh.
Does Rav Kiva say possible?
Yeah, possible.
Only if she's afraid of the water.
No, any woman.
Oh.
Any woman should tumble levado. That's why there was a. I told you there was a woman who one of my talmidim was the rabbi, acting rabbi there, and she said she wants to go. She asked me what to do. I said no, you can't let her go. She's threatening. So she's threatening. So what? You can't. She wanted to go by herself. Hey, you have to get, you know, mikveh ladies that people are going to like. It shouldn't be an issue that they're going to scare, a woman off or something like that.
But the Torah does write a case in the Korach and Sarah.
Right, right.
It is though.
Yeah.
So why can't this, why?
I don't know if we have these, we know. I feel that these nets, if you don't know what you're doing, you'll end up doing a chatzitza more than a tikkun.
She's threatening.
What?
Not that she was
I don't know what she's threatening. She threatens. People threaten all the time. Let's look a little bit now on page 8 in packet 30.
Why
Lamed Hey, lo tidfal bekoma zchufa. Right, she shouldn't be totally straight. Right, if you're like this, on page packet 30, page 8. In other words, you stand like, you know, straight, boom. You know, so the water might not be get all the places. Because you're too rigid. So you lean a little bit. You lean down a little bit. You know, and you can't. So become as kubim neshiyish become as mistachim ba. Lo tishre harbe. You can't do too. You can't be too bad down. As sheyit because the sarez abzeh. Because if you're too down, then that's going to also stop water getting in. El shoche maat. You bend a little bit down. Actually, you sisrei beisa erva nirim, kedosha nirim, shashihi oreches, viet tachas dadan nirim, kedosha nirim, bishas manika esbeno. Right? In other words, she has to be bending so the water will get, and the breast will not be touching her skin underneath. So it's more like suspended, like when she's nursing. We have tachas beis hashechi, and underneath the armpits should be visible, like when she's sewing. Kederach shenira ki'oreges. And ve'en tzricha l'harchik yirei choseha zo mizo yosim midai. She doesn't have to spread out her legs too much. Again, lo l'harchik zeroseha me'aguf yosim midai. So it was normal when you're walking. So two opinions in the Rishonim whether it's also tefila or not if you don't follow this halacha. And the question is, well, because the Gemara has this, all these halachas in the Gemara, on this is all Gemara need is some of Zayin. Pascha ena biyose, atra ena biyose, also with Tzvila. And then there's some Rishonim that have the girsa of leis hilchasot to chol hanishmaitza. The Rif has that girsa on page 2, on 4 lines from the bottom. 6 lines from the bottom. Leis hilchas al chal ishmaitza el ki idmar hachi li nintaros idmar. Well, vaylot shabir dom. So the question is, these things are only lechatchil or b'diavad, depending upon whether you have that girsa of leis hilchas al chal hanishmaitza.
Leis hilchas
of the whole chanish meitzah means it's okay. In other words, the Gemara before said you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. Mashmah is no good. It says leis hilchas of the whole chanish meitzah. So that's the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Whether if you bent down too much or you were too.
Right.
I don't know if we're so, you know, I guess we assume it's, you know.
Like Roman didn't. Do you say go back or you say it's good?
I don't know. I haven't heard of a case that this became such an issue. My McCadman.
That's the Taz.
Well,
Taz.
Yeah.
Usually the border is.
Yeah, we're talking about that the Taz has a page. It's on page 6. Yeah, from bracket to Taz. Yes, we show me. Chashuli lama yipsol b'dieved. I might show me six lama ra. That means in my mekadmen. So we're afraid that maybe it's gonna be doubled before it gets in the water. But if she put herself in the water up to her neck in the beginning.
Before she's straightened out,
so then it's going to be a tefillah of just the event you have my retirement.
If the water is, she's her head is usually above the water anyway when she starts out, so it's almost inevitable that you cannot have this stance.
Yeah, it's usually going to be okay. And in the Shulchan Aruch, the same thing they have in Lamed Tes on page 6 of Lo Tatzi Meina Biyosa, Lo Tiftecha Biyosa. She shouldn't, you know, have her eyes tightly closed. And that's the same good discussion, the same Gemara.
Why would?
Vimasa Kein Yesh Omen Shul Also Lo Tefila. That's the whole Gemara. Do we say that's B'dieved or not?
That's Beis HaStorim, isn't it? As long as it's Roy the Kabbalah's mind, should be good. Beis HaStorim should be Roy. If it's Roy the B'yas mind, the whole thing should be good.
Yeah, that's a question. Is this a din in Beis HaStorim, or we're afraid that something even outside the Beis HaStorim?
Are you going back to Gemara on Samozak?
Yeah, 1 second. Yeah, and then there is another halacha of min b'mino eino chotzitz. Min b'mino. So you have a Gemara here. You have a page, packet 30, page 10. Four lines of the Ochez Ba'adam of Kaelin Bilim Tmeim. Say you're holding on to somebody going into the mikvah. You're holding their hand. So the other person's hand could be a chatzitza, right? But if the person first wet his hand, as if you were holding on to the person before you got into the water, so it could be that where you're holding on to the person doesn't let the water in. But if the guy wet his hand first, then there's the Mayim Mekadmon type of idea. So the question that the Achronim ask is, why don't we say that even if he was holding on from before, it's min b'mino. Min b'mino! Eino chotzeitz. So it's one body holding on to another body. Min b'mino, any chatzitza. What is that getting there? But if something's not a chatzitza.
So that kasha would be, you said earlier that the guy who closes his lips to his eyes was blocking an external part.
Right, same kasha. So there's this kasha. If you look in the Sefer Shari Tevila on page 18, Chopanu tzarach bir the madua betvilas isha lo moel din min bemino. So we're going the isha sheinicha yad al gufa. The havi chatzitza. Lama lo moel din min bemino in the chotzitz.
I think I would just have to answer that. That's not like a gavi mubah where there's part has to be.
You still hold it with things, but the water has to get there. The water not getting it. Okay. So he says, if he never had any then the gear. If it's the gear, then that's basically what you're saying. But I don't know if that's really so. Is that really so? Is that a din of the water has to touch. So he says, "Chai Ishim Shashi Tovel Zvikl."
Isn't that the whole
of the
base of
stars
when you're royal?
Be as
man,
you
close your mouth.
Right. Well,
the
whole
base of stars.
If
you hold maybe in a and it's like touching the mouth. Not even
right. Maybe we can't wake up and see his chibur bebeis. Look, with a goof, she would see Musa chibur bebeis a star, and Makum Gul, with a mucha, she didn't mean the mean, or never have it viva. So if you're touching, the water's not getting there. So it's a din in the gear. You need the water to get there. You say, if somebody's touching, that's me at a makpid.
So it doesn't matter.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
And it's like water gets in my mouth also.
Yeah, so what's the answer? What's the answer to the kasha?
The answer is that
it's a mir.
So it's like
it's not touching.
Then it's like bottles of the butt. Whatever it is. I'm saying that.
So you have to say that's considered bottles of the butt, so it is touching. So you need to touch. Okay, so I guess that's his terrace.
Why is it not okay? That's
it has to be, the water has to touch.
The whole dinner base has started presupposes that. Because otherwise they'll say that my lips are stopping water from getting in. No, but it's like, doesn't matter. If you're in a hook state, so it's like it's getting in.
Getting in.
Meaning you'll say that there's nourishment.
The other question. I mean, if you go like this, and the water can't get, even though it may have right.
And even in my mouth.
Right.
And my lips are stopping it. But if you say minimum chotze, so it's like the water's there.
So you need the water to touch every spot. And like Rabbi Tuttle was saying, if it's miyachena makpid, so that's like bottle to the water. So even though it's not touching, it's considered touching. So you have to say something like that. That's a question. You had a piece of Michiel Michal Stern about whether if you can put on. You can put on tefillin. Say you took a haircut and you didn't take a shower. And the next night, and then the next morning you put on your tefillin. So is there a problem having a chatzitza for the tefillin? So he has a piece from Yechiel Michal Stern. So he says that so I'm going to say min b'mino in the chotzeis. So he says, no, because the mitzvah is not to put tefillin on your hair, it's on your head. It's just the hair, it's attached to your head, so it's part of your head. But the loose strings, that's called min b'sheinu mino, because you have to put it on your head, and then there's hair that's mafsik. Rav Avai thought it could be mutter midin just ain't a makpid. But in other words, he wanted to say that the kapeda, I mean, those that always take showers, so you know, they always take showers, but that dafke, if you got a haircut, so to make sure that you take a shower before the next time you put on your tefillin. But someone said it's not a problem, it's a minum avinum, hair and hair. But Rav Yechiel Michael Stern says, no, it's not. You have to put tefillin on your head. The hair that is attached to your head is considered part of your head. And then you're having hair that's being mafsik, so then that's not a din of mimbeinu, that's a mimbeshein of mimbeinu, it's chaytzis. So that's why Yechiel Michael Stern said you have to take the shower. Now, if I thought to make her a din, you know, it wouldn't be chaytzis with din ain't a mafsik. You know, it's not mafsik, you know, when you got a, you know, you would take a thing and walk in the street before you took a shower, even though there could be these loose. So Rav Avadi thought Mikra, then it's okay anyway. Okay, what do you say?
So the holding the hand is, we call it, it's miyut v'ein ha-makpid, right?
No, it's miyut ha-makpid. You don't want you want someone to hold your hand always?
So how do you answer the issue again about the min b'mino?
Because the answer is that min b'mino in a chotzeitz, you know, that's what Rabbi Eshin said this also. That is, something is not a chatzitza, it's not a chatzitza. But some things, it's not enough that there's no chatzitza there, you need negia. So if you need negia, then this klal min b'mino is not going to be applicable.
Tomorrow, Bezer Hashem, we'll do, so we
did Pasuk 30, we still have to finish up 31, but I did things from both today, and then next week we'll have Monday, Wednesday, Bezer Hashem, and then hopefully that'll take us, there's still some very important things to do. In Dam Besulim, childbirth, Dam Chimud, you know, there's still very some important things, but hopefully we'll. When does Pesach end? Pesach ends.
Date is the 18th is the last day of Pesach. So
20th,
Thursday.
So we had this idea before Shir, we mentioned this idea that we have Shir Wednesday, is Yisruchat. We need to have a Shir on that Thursday. That would be a nice idea.
The day after
Israel. 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 Shushan Purim. Shushan. You could Skype in from Australia. Unless you want to fly us all out to Australia. Okay, Rabbi. Okay. So we'll see you tomorrow.